See that little thing right there, William?
Yes.
You know what that is?
No, sir, I don't.
See that little lightning over on there?
Yes.
See, that's just lightning over there?
That's right.
And you say you went to Anderson to get your car today?
Yes.
What'd the man tell you about it?
Well, he said it. He would call me when he got it done.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
What sort of car you got now?
Got a Pontiac.
Got a Pontiac. That's a Madison Motor Company.
Yes, sir. Madison Motor Company. It Anderson down there.
And you done got that money in your pocket? You haven't lost that money now, have you?
No, sir. I've got every penny of it. Trey chain my pocket
got
now.
Every penny of it, eh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, fine and then. Now, if you lose that, what's going to happen?
Well, might be a little trouble, Everett. I'm going to hold to that money, though. Yeah. Just can't get away from here.
All right, you're going to keep your pocket?
Keep it in my pocket, right
all
down
right.
in my pocket, sir.
All right, well, we'll do that thing, will you?
All right, sir.
Keep it right there in your pocket.
All right, so I know it won't get away, you see.
In just a minute or two. Not quite ready yet.
So you remember Mr. Clemson there? Now, this is Bill Greenlee I'm talking to, Uncle Bill Greenlee.
That's right.
Uncle Bill has been here from way back yonder. He was raised at Clemson and remembers the very beginning from when Mr. Clemson lived here. He was a little boy. Now, your name is Bill Greenlee.
That's right, sir.
And Bill, you are about how old now?
I'm 79 years old, the 1st of March past.
79 years old, the 4th of March passed. That's
yes,
a real right good old age, isn't it?
Yes, that's a real good age, Jacob.
All right. Now, Bill, do you remember when Mr. Clemson lived over at the old Calhoun Mansion?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what he looked like.
Well, tell me, I'll tell you, he looked more like the monument than the man in this country right over here.
That's the monument out in front of the main building.
That's right.
Was he an old man when you knew him?
Yes, sir.
Did he do any farming?
He had it done.
Yeah. He had it done over there then.
Yes.
Well, what did they grow on the farm then, Bill? You remember?
Corn, cotton, peas, and potatoes, molasses cane, and rice.
Rice?
That's right.
Where'd they grow the rice?
Right down here, right at the foot of the, you know what old mill place used to be down there, you know?
Yes.
The old mill?
Yes.
They used to have 4 acres and rice down there.
4 acres and rice?
That's right.
You see it growing?
Yes, sir. I've seen it growing. Turned water on it. I've turned the race up, go up to the Rubion and turned the race on the minute. You know what old race come out of?
Yeah.
Went about many times and raised that and let it come in there.
I see.
Yes. Old man Thomas Fuster, Jim Fuster's daddy, was the one used to work that rice farm, you know.
I see.
Yes.
So he had the farming going on then.
Yes, sir.
Now, where did the people live as folks that work farm?
Well, some of them stayed down here on the road where you go to where the Seneca River on the left, you know?
Yes.
You know where the Goodman house used to be?
Yes.
Used to be houses all down there, yes. And on the upper side of that, too.
On the upper side of the road?
Yes, right.
To the bridge now?
That's right.
Well, now, I've heard of the slave quarters that used to be down about where the mule barn.
That's right.
Down.
All down the Senator back up.
Yes.
Used to be on each side of that hill.
That's
the little house about like this half cut in two and built in the wall, built in the ground.
Yeah.
I have tore them down when Mr. Shanklin was coming.
What'd you do with the stuff that came out of them, the rock and the brick?
We threw some of them in gutters.
Yeah.
And the wood part, I hauled lots of that home.
Yeah. But what about, did it have rock in it or not?
No, sir, it didn't have nothing but had little rock and this red clay, that's what this cement with red clay and sand.
What sort of, and it had windows and...
This had one little window, one door to that house.
Now that went back to Mr. Calhoun's time then.
That's right, sir.
Well, Mr. Calhoun had that back in slavery time.
That's right, sir.
Well, did anybody who worked for Mr. Clemson after the war, or after he came here, live in those houses or not?
After? No, sir. They didn't stay in there.
They didn't stay in there?
No, sir. They didn't stay in there.
Mr. Clemson's farm people lived down here on the road to the
what is now the Seneca River Bridge.
That's right, sir.
Well, Bill, they tell me that that used to be a toll bridge.
It did. I went across that many there with a wagon. And if you went across and come back the same day, you went back for 15 cents. But if you stayed over till night, you had to pay 30 cents.
I see.
And if you was walking, it is 5 cents to go and come. And if you stayed over till the next day, it is 10 cents instead of 5 cents. Miss Ravenel and them
had to pay to come and go.
That's right, sir.
Well, now, was there a bridge down by the Cherries place?
There used to be a flat there.
There used to be a flat
down there.
And people could either pay the toll to cross this bridge or go cross on the flat.
That's right, sir.
Now, when you speaking of a flat, that's what we call a ferry.
That's right, sir.
A boat.
That's right, sir. Big old boat. I seen 2 wagons on it, 4 mules.
And somebody would just pull it across.
No, sir, you had a block. When you put it in there, when you put it in there, the cable run across that rover, and it wound just like a wilderness, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Wound just like wilderness.
That's the way you want to cross.
Yes, sir, I've let them cross that many times.
Well, where was the toll bridge keeper?
Miss Cox, she stayed right across the river, right over there. I can go and dig up some of the rocks in that ground right the seat of my house there. Just put down the ground about 10 feet, they said.
That was an old wooden covered bridge.
That's right, sir.
And it stayed there until they built the new paved highway.
That's right, sir.
That old bridge was put together with what now?
It was put together with wood, logs.
Pigs?
Yes, pigs. It wasn't a nail in it. If it did, I didn't see them.
A great big old pig, about half as big as your arm.
That's right, sir. Then when they put them through that, they split them and put another one in there, you see, and cemented it.
Well, now, who did you live with around here? Where was your...
My home, I was living over here in Miss Andrew Lewis, right on the Lewis place. And I worked for Mr. Clemson. Mr. Andrew Lewis used to come over there and stay with him all day, Mr. Clemson.
Just talk about things, that's what they do?
That's right, and Mr. Aaron Boggs, he used to come down there a whole lot, too.
Mr. Aaron Boggs used to be the overseer over here for some of these folks way back before the Civil War, wasn't it?
Well, he told me himself, he said now he never was overseer, he was a nigger trader. He said to me, nigger trader. He said that's where he got rich. He said go around these young fellas that had all these slaves, and he'd buy up the colored stuff, and he'd fatten them up and carry them off and sell them like a big wood mules.
That's the old man who used to live up here?
Mr. Boggs, Aaron Boggs.
Where the old overhead railroad bridge.
That's right, Mr. Who owned his stuff up in there now? Mr. Tate.
Mr. Tate lives there, and they
own
it now.
Yes, he owned it now.
And he would come to see Mr. Clemson?
Yes, sir, he'd come and see him.
What did they talk about? Just every sort of thing?
I did it on the end there, but I did driving a little bit sometimes. I hear them counting money there sometimes. I see them counting money.
What are they doing counting money? Just
buying? I don't know what they're doing, but they're counting. Mr. Ball got a little old mule and a buggy. And while he was in there, counting, when he come down there, he says, come here, boy, he had a sack. He said, now you go around here, you pick up all this here gumbo round, dip Mr. Clemson out and put it in the shack, put it in the back of my buggy. Now that's the kind of character he was, your Cap.
He must have been quite a traitor then, Bill.
He was a traitor, Cap. He was a traitor.
Well, who else would come to see Mr. Clemson?
Mr. Dick A. Norris, he come down. Mr. Dick A. Norris's father would come down there some, too.
From up here about Hickory Flat.
That's right, sir. Mr. Dick A. Norris's father had come down there. He favored Mr. Clemson a whole lot.
He did?
Yes, sir, he'd be tall.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, which one of the Norrises was the first trustee?
Mr. Dick A. Norris.
He's the one who used to come down here.
That's right. No, his daddy. His daddy's the one used to come now, not the one used to be on the board of trust. His daddy used to come.
Oh, the son of the man that come to see Mr. Thompson.
That's right. His
daddy was on the board.
That's right.
I see.
His father would come, not him. Yes.
Well, Bill, you live with Mr. Andrew Lewis.
Yes, sir.
That is Mr. Doc Lewis's father.
That's right, sir.
Well, now, who did the old Mr. Cherry still live in the old Cherry place?
That's right, Mr. George Cherry was still over there.
And the Lewis place was between the Clemson property and the Cherry property.
That's right, sir.
Well, you were here then before Clemson started?
Absolutely.
Well, how's that, Bill?
I just think the tap. You know why this collar is right now?
Yeah.
Mr. Clemson used to salt his hog in that hollow right there where that collar is at. Used to salt his hogs in it.
Salt his hogs.
That's right. It had a big old horn. And them hogs would come up in there. And he'd, boy, bring the salt on. I'd bring the salt on. He'd just walk around and throw it out, you know. He says, go to the house and get my gun on a Sunday any time. If you caught a big fat hog out there,
yeah,
you throw that rifle up and go up to the house and you kiss that bell, ring it just once.
Yeah.
The niggers and white people be there the same as the fire that was on hand. And it wasn't long before they had that hog skint and cut up and that bell was ringing and everybody's coming in there and getting some fresh meat.
Would you just give it to them?
Or absolutely.
Give them the fresh meat.
Give them that fresh meat. It'd be in August. It'd be in August, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you kill them in August.
Yeah. Well, what was the first folks you saw around here before, about the time Clemson started? Who did you see coming around here?
Well, you mean white people?
Yeah.
Well, I seen Mr. Well,
how'd you hear that they're going to build a college here?
I heard Mr. Andrew Lewis and Miss Sue and them talking about it.
What did they say?
Says, Bill? Says, you know, they're going to build a cottage over yonder, and they're going to, I think that the doctor's going to have a cottage over here around here somewhere.
I said, yeah. I said, maybe I'll get to go to that and be a president or something. She says, probably so if you get old enough.
Well, Bill, who did you first see coming around here about the building of the college?
Let me see. He was a man from Columbia. I don't forgot it. He's some connection with Mr. Ben Tillman. He's some kin to him. And he stayed all night over to Mr. Andrew Lewis.
How would he come here? Way to get off the train?
At Pendleton.
Depot was at Pendleton.
That's right, sir.
Well, who else did you see come up here that you later got to know who they were? Who among the first those white men come here? You don't remember offhand now? When did the trustees, when did Doc Sloan come up here?
Dr. Sloan come up here and said, I couldn't tell it exactly, but I used to carry the payroll. Mr. Sanger used to give me the payroll from here. And when they first started paying on Mr. Dr. Sloan kept the money at Pendleton.
Yeah, but did Dr. Sloan live at Pendleton?
Yes, he stayed at Pendleton. He run the drugstore then.
Dr. Sloan run the drugstore.
That's right, at Pendleton.
And they started building up here?
Yes, sir, they started building then.
Well, who was looking after the building, you know? Mr. Jim Hall from Saturday?
That's right, Mr. Jim Hall, he's a first one, started this just ain't him.
He's a brick mason.
That's right.
Mr. Jim Hall.
That's right. He's pushing on the store right now. He sold him a slum.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, Bill, did the, when did Senator Tillman and Mr. Wanamaker and all those men begun to come here? When did they begin to come here?
Mr. Tillman and them?
Yeah, Senator Tillman.
I don't know anything about, but you know, when they first started coming, I was the first one knew that the chairs were changing then, you know. Captain Doc, he was here then, you know.
Yeah.
Captain Doc was here, Mr. Shanklin done left him.
Well, Mr. Gus Shanklin?
Yes. He's the first man watching him.
He was?
That's right.
And then he left you.
That's right, sir.
way to go, Bill.
I don't know why he went. You know, he smoked a pipe off. This is his son right away, ain't it? Stay right away, his grandson.
No, probably his nephew or something of the sort.
Yeah.
Well, he came back here afterwards.
Yes, he come back. After things got going good, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, he come back. And Mr. Jewel Shankin, he was there too. The two of them Shankin
was there. That's right. Mr. Jewel Shankin is Miss Virginia Shankin's father.
That's right. That's right, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, now, did the, where'd they get the rock and the brick from, Bill?
Well, the first brick they had, Bill, Mr. Cockrum made them bricks.
Mr. Cochran.
Mr. Walt Cockrum, daddy, right down here. You know where, you know my doctor, is your preacher still at right down in here?
On the way to Calhoun?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Well, the bricks used to be made right in that hollow right in it. Mr. Cocker made them,
yeah.
And they bought them up out.
That was off the college land then.
Yes, that was on Sloan land.
On Sloan, they made brick down there, sort of in Sloan's quarters.
That's right.
Well, what was, I'm told you used to get rock over here, above the hill, where the old pump station used to be kind of on the road to the Lewis place, so
that... That's right, right back in here. Well, the first pump station ever been here at Clemson College.
Yeah.
Right back to the old sheep barn, right down in that hollow.
Well, they got rock kind of down that hollow then.
That's right, and they got rock over yonder between Kiwi and you know what, the long place over there?
Yeah.
They quarried rock over there for about a year.
Did they ever get in the rock out of the branch down here, back of the barracks?
That's right, sir. And right where you go to the river down here, you know, right up on top of that hill, the houses used to be up on all on that hill there. This is you cross the branch from the Sunerator.
Yeah.
Houses used to be all up on that hill there.
Oh, that big old hill up there.
That's right, sir. They used to get rock out of there, had a rock quarry there.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's where all these old big rock on these buildings come from, then.
That's right, sir. And you see over there, while they found that man over there dead, right on the other side of the cemetery?
Yeah.
They haul rock out of there, too.
I see.
What, that big hole where they found that man?
Yeah.
They ain't no lady, sir.
Right.
No. When everything got here all right, they had to have some more rock, you know, and Mr. Lewis, he says, Bill, I'll drive the wagon then, you know, and they pay me 50 cents a day.
How much a day?
Pay me 50 cents.
50 cents a day?
50 cents a day, and you had to look at them till sun up or sundown. And the niggers here were looking at them sun up and sundown. They had five and six and family, and when Saturday night come, they could go to the commissary and get some enough there to last them 2 and 3 weeks with their little money and pay for it.
50 cents a day.
That's 50 cents a day.
50 cents about as big as a wagon wheel, wasn't it?
No, it's out of bank account. A man got over $10 out of bank account.
It did.
That's right.
Well, what was the first building they ever put up here? Do you know, you remember, where they started to work?
Well, yes, I know the first building they put up here at Clemson College, right back of the powerhouse there, you know why old McCain was that house there?
Yeah.
They built a kind of a little post office in there.
Put up a little post office.
That's right, the first thing I know that was put up there.
And they built some houses around there for people to live in, too.
That's right. Now, the one house was built there when Major Martin, you know, right there from the... I remember when they put up that house.
Yeah.
And that was before the scholar was finished up, you see.
Well, the big buildings now, do you remember when they started on some of the big buildings?
Yes, sir.
What was the first one?
The chemical building right there from, you know, the old post office used to be down there?
Yeah.
That right there while Mr. Lewis dropped down. That's the first one, the big building on the west side.
Where Captain Duff died.
That's right, sir.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, that was the first building then put up.
I remember. That's the first one I remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, when did they start the barracks in the main building? You remember anything about that or not?
Yeah, I can't tell exactly, but I know I've hauled a brick from Calhoun. I hauled some from Anderson, yeah.
Hauled brick to build the main building, the barracks.
That's right, sir.
But what did they use the
brick that were made here, where were they used?
They was used in the college there, you know, but they wasn't right.
Yes.
And they had to take them out of there. They just come as melting and take them out. Mr. Jim Hall took them out.
Yeah, these old brick made down
here. That's right. Made by hand, you know. Yes. I used to grease the mold down
yes.
there.
Yeah.
You come, doctor, Mr. Sanger, let me go down and grease moulds, Mr.
Yeah.
Cotton. He'd pay me 20 cents a day when I'd grease moulds, you know.
And there wasn't good hard brick.
Wasn't good hard brick, you see. They had to take them out.
Well, did they make brick anywhere else around here?
Well, Mr. Cotton made mold down his place, and he made some down there in the main bottom, Clemson Bottom.
What sort of brick were they?
They was rail brick.
They were good brick then.
Yes, that is real brick.
They went into the building.
No, they didn't go into the building. They went into just smokestack, that smokestack back over here.
At the barracks?
No, some of them did. And some of them over yonder by Mr. The first man ever I knew to steam here, Mr. What was his name? You know his name good as I do.
They used to have old smokestack down mechanical hole.
That's right. That's why they made it. Went bricks out of the bottom down there. Right there, you go down the foot of the hill, you turn right back to the right and go around at that branch.
Yeah.
You know that branch used to come right around there, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they made brick right down in there.
Got the clay down there.
Down in there, sir. Yes,
I
sir.
See.
Yeah. We took drag pan, wagon, and haul at that topsoil and throw it up on the hill and got down there and used that clay.
Yeah.
It was deep as from there down.
I see.
About 8 feet. That blue clay.
You worked here then all along while they were building?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, as long as I worked here with them, when I have cleaned up here, I stayed here 51 years. Worked for the college 51
years. You worked for the college 51 years?
That's right, sir. Now, the college wasn't up, but I was cleaning, helping, I was on the payroll there.
Yeah?
Yes.
You, 51 years on the college payroll from before it started up until...
They retired me with me.
So they retired you.
Yes, that's right.
Well, now, after Mr. Andrew Lewis died, how did you get to be with Captain Doc? Captain Doc was working for the college, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he wasn't working with him when his daddy died.
I see.
No, he was staying over there at his old home place, but he went to work right after his father died. He stole every bit of his daddy's money, though, I'll tell you that.
He did.
That's right. I had put it into his cash.
He did.
He had about... 3 trunk loads he put in his hack.
Yeah. Of money?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, then he started working for the college.
That's right, sir.
What did he do, Bill?
The first thing here, he's over everything here for 5 years. Everything. Captain Doc was.
Yeah.
He rid down 2 mules every day.
He did.
That's right, ride one before done and one after done. And I never see him sit down and eat dinner. And I ate right at the hotel with him, lots, and pulled this here hotel was built, you know.
Well, where was the hotel? What'd you call the hotel?
This old hotel.
Oh, the old wooden hotel.
That's right. Now, he'd just get out off that mule. Well, I'd come up there and I'd sit down and eat my dinner. Captain Doc says, him, Ma used to cook for him. Says, him, just give me a cup of coffee. He wouldn't sit down and take a biscuit and he'd just... I just eat like a nigger. I got to get back down amongst these niggers.
That's Captain Doc.
That's right.
So he was the big man for about 5 years.
5 years, everything. Flowers, roads, everything.
Well,
outside stuff. Yeah.
You remember when the college started and the boys, students first came here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who was around here then? Who you remember then, Bill?
Where's him?
Who do you recall?
Let me see.
Was Colonel Hardin here?
No, so he come right short left, though. Right short
Dr.
left.
Dr. Brackett was here, wasn't he?
That's right, Dr. Brackett was here. And there's another one here, too.
Mr. Dupree from up here, Walla Hollow?
That's right, he was here.
He was here.
Yes, and Mr.
Newman?
That's right, Mr. Newman, he was here. Yes, sir.
Among the first ones.
That's right, sir. He come from Atlanta.
Captain Doc, of course, had been here.
Yes, he's been here.
Where did he live? Where did he and Miss
Lewis? Him and Miss Lewis?
Yeah.
You know where the golf ground used to be over there?
Yeah.
Well, now that used to be his place over there. His house was right over there.
Oh, he lived over there.
Yes.
Right.
He's the first one sold at Clemson College cows to start the dairy off of him.
He was?
Jersey cow, yes, sir.
Jersey cow.
Yes.
Well, he was quite an individual then, wasn't he?
He was, Captain. Now, Miss Allen got, she had two cows she called my husband. Lady Baby and Daisy. You know what Mr. Carl...
John Newman?
No, sir. Board of Trustees. Mr.
Which one now was
Mr. Van Tilman.
Van Tilman.
Yeah. He says, Miss Lewis, they tell me you charged $200 a piece for those cows.
She says, I did.
He says, well, I want to go down and look where. I want to go down and look at those cows. He says, I haven't got but one eye, but I'm going to see you as you yuk it a minute.
He must have been a good trader.
Who?
Senator Tilman?
Yes, sir, he was.
Well, I expect Captain Doc and Mrs. Lewis are good traders, too?
Absolutely, they were. They was all good ones.
Well, Bill?
Yes, sir?
Tell you what let's do. This is about 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It's time for folks sort of quit work. Niggas and white folks sort of quit work on Saturday afternoon, don't they?
Yes, sir?
Well, I tell you what let's do. Let's go out there and get a bean off this here vine, and one of these days now we're going to come back and we want to talk about Captain Doc building the athletic field down here, and when you used to drive the trustees around in the carriages and the bottom.
Roger.
Now you think about all those sort of things.
Bring them to my memory.
Yeah, so you can sit down now. You go home and get Annie to help you remember, so you can sit down.
All right.
And talk and tell about a heap of these things. We'll put it down here and it'll be around here for a long time.
All right, sir.
And then I'm going to go along and take it off and pick up things we've said of interest and get it written out. And this will go to help make up someday somebody's going to write a history of Clemson.
Thank you, sir, Captain. I'll be kind of an imitator. I'll kind of be a caboose in there.
Fine.